My life was changed when Henry Louis Skip Gates did my genealogy. And he has a new series on PBS right now, and a book that follows.
It accompanies it, yeah.
Yeah, and it's called Many Rivers to Cross, The African Americans, Many Rivers to Cross. Skip, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Sybil, Jay, Anthony. How are you guys doing?
Oh, man.
Good morning.
I'm doing good. The book, first of all, the series is on right now.
The premiere was last week.
Yeah.
That's right, and episode 2 airs tonight on all PBS stations at 8 p.m.
It is very, very good.
It is good. So
Thank
delicious.
You.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
just, you are the most incredible storyteller of our time. It really.
Oh, thank you. You know, my father, God rest his soul, was a brilliant, genius storyteller, and I'm just trying to do my best to honor him and his tradition.
Well, you're doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, this is the first time any filmmaker has made a documentary about the whole sweep of African-American history. You know, we have hundreds of documentaries about different parts of the black experience, but, Tom, I wanted to do one that told the story from the beginning, from the first African whose name we know who landed in Florida in 1513 all the way to the second inauguration of President Barack Obama. 500 years of black history.
Uh-huh. All in a TV series and a book.
Yeah, and all made possible. But, you know, these things are expensive. And we were very lucky, Tom. We had Bank of America. We had McDonald's, our old friend, and Coca-Cola. They stepped up to the plate. And now nobody can use it as an excuse. No teacher can say, well, we couldn't get one DVD to teach the kids, or we can't have one book. We got the companion book, and we have the DVD that any teacher can use to integrate the content about our ancestors into any American history course.
And you will be hearing some of this on Tom Joyner Morning Show, a little-known black history fact that we do every day.
Absolutely, and I admire it. You know, you and I collaborated on those pamphlets for McDonald's way back
yeah,
when.
I remember.
And I tell everybody, you know, I do the 100 Amazing Facts About the Negro column every Monday on The Root, and my inspiration, and I do the quote of the day, and my inspiration, I've said it publicly, but I'm going to say it here, was my man Tom Joyner doing the Black History Fact. And, you know, you're very unusual in your love of black history. Where did that come from, Tom?
When I started this show, it just made sense. We started in January, and then
we did it for Black History Month.
We did it for Black History Month.
And it was so popular, and people wanted it, that so Tom said every day is Black History Day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to get the schools to be. You know, every time there's a racial incident, our leaders call for conversation about race. I got news for everybody. The conversation about race has to happen every day in the schools.
Yeah.
In the same way that schools are a vehicle for shaping citizenship. What'd you learn in the first grade? My country, 'tis of thee. I pledge allegiance to the flag. America the beautiful. They didn't say, Tom, Sybil, Jay Anthony, we're going to teach you how to be a citizen. They just taught you how to be a citizen.
Mm.
They showed it. And that's what we have to do. Every day's got to be Black History Month. And we don't even have to mention the word Black History Month. We just have to tell the true, full picture of American history, which always, always has incorporated the black element.
We're talking to Dr. Louis Skip Gates, Henry Louis Skip Gates, and we were talking about your book, The African Americans. What's the process? Is it doing the documentary and then going from there to put it in book form? Or
that is a really good question. Absolutely. because we wrote the book, I wrote it with Donald Yakovo, the great American historian, my good friend. And we wrote it just, you know, you could write 10,000 pages about black history. But this book follows the 70 stories that we include in the 6 episodes of The African Americans.
Hmm.
So, you know, I started this 7 years ago, and I engaged the services of 40 historians. And I asked each one to send me a list of the indispensable elements that crucial to telling the full story of black history. Tom, they sent me 500 stories. Now, you know, you could only tell 10, 11, 12 stories in an hour documentary.
I think you got 500 stories in the book because you've
Yeah, we got a lot more. I was able then to take those 70 stories, make the documentary series, and then gloss them, expand them, riff on them in the book. And I'm really pleased, and the response has just been amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, they were teasing me this morning because I give books for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Kids, guess what? This is the book this year. I'm telling you, it is awesome. And congratulations on 12 Years a Slave, too.
Oh, I love 12 Years a Slave. I was a consultant. The best film about slavery ever made.
Wow. It's powerful. You
Solomon
are
Northrop
man.
Never saw a good day for 12 years?
Can you imagine, man, just minding your own business, being kidnapped, waking up in a dungeon in chains, and then being brutalized for
every day?
Every day. And not losing your mind.
All his life, because they beat him to the pink meat. Yep, every day.
They sure did. But I'm glad you liked that film because it's a powerful film, man.
And as you said, slavery was no day in the park. I mean, this was just a small part of what he went through. Wow.
Slavery was war on the human soul.
Wow.
Every day, 24/7. And it's amazing. Our people should get a posthumous Nobel Prize for surviving.
Really?
Surviving the pit of slavery.
12 years a Slave is powerful. The PBS special, Many Rivers to Cross, is powerful. The book is powerful. My man, Henry Louis Skip Gates.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Take care.
My man.